Вариант 24. Сейчас вы будете выполнять задания по аудированию. Тексты прозвучат два раза. После каждого прослушивания текстов у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. Задание 1.4. Вы услышите 4 коротких текста, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D. В заданиях с 1 по 4 запишите в поле ответа цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start. Text A.
Good evening. Here is the 6 o'clock news. As an official royal residence, Britannia has changed much since the Queen and the Duke of Edinburgh personally took part in the design and furnishing of their new floating home. The royal yacht Britannia has helped to make the Queen the most travelled monarch the world has ever known.
Text B. Hi, I don't want to give my name. I'm calling just to talk and share my problem with you. I'm really desperate to change school because I'm being bullied. I can't break it to my parents as they don't know what is going on at school. Maybe I should tell the teacher and then have a meeting with everybody involved in the conflict. I can't make up my mind. Text C.
Excuse me. I'd like to have my room key.
What's your room number?
It's 352.
Let me have a look. Sorry, but you haven't left the key.
Oh, I forgot. It's in my handbag.
Next time I advise you not to take it when you go out. By the way, here is a copy of your passport. You should have it on you.
Text D.
Excuse me, where is the water cooler? My fitness coach told me to drink before and after training.
It's just round the corner. The shower stalls and sauna are also there.
I understand. And massage? Can I have it?
It's for extra money, but the massage therapists are very skillful here.
Sorry, and where can I find their timetable?
At the reception desk.
Thanks a lot.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Text A.
Good evening. Here is the 6 o'clock news. As an official royal residence, Britannia has changed much since the Queen and the Duke of Edinburgh personally took part in the design and furnishing of their new floating home. The royal yacht Britannia has helped to make the Queen the most travelled monarch the world has ever known.
Text B. Hi, I don't want to give my name. I'm calling just to talk and share my problem with you. I'm really desperate to change school because I'm being bullied. I can't break it to my parents as they don't know what is going on at school. Maybe I should tell the teacher and then have a meeting with everybody involved in the conflict. I can't make up my mind. Text C.
Excuse me. I'd like to have my room key.
What's your room number?
It's 352.
Let me have a look. Sorry, but you haven't left the key.
Oh, I forgot. It's in my handbag.
Next time I advise you not to take it when you go out. By the way, here is a copy of your passport. You should have it on you.
Text D.
Excuse me, where is the water cooler? My fitness coach told me to drink before and after training.
It's just round the corner. The shower stalls and sauna are also there.
I understand. And massage? Can I have it?
It's for extra money, but the massage therapists are very skillful here.
Sorry, and where can I find their timetable?
At the reception desk.
Thanks a lot.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 5. Вы готовите тематическую радиопередачу с высказываниями 5 разных людей, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D, E. Подберите каждому высказыванию соответствующую его содержанию рубрику из списка от 1 до 6. Используйте каждую рубрику из списка только один раз. В списке есть одна лишняя рубрика. Вы услышите запись дважды.
Now we are ready to start. Good afternoon. Today we have asked 5 people to give us a short interview and speak about their impressions of visiting New York. Now we would like to present their stories to you. Speaker A.
On most downtown Manhattan streets, people are not allowed to leave their cars. Midtown car parks and garages are about $6.75 per hour. Some restaurants and hotels have free car parks. If you are staying at a hotel with this service, it is easiest to leave your car in the garage and use public transport or taxis.
Speaker B.
Start your day with a laugh. Enjoy the funniest pictures in the New York Daily News. Turn over the pages of the New York Times, which has won a total of 108 Pulitzer Prizes. Read 11 English and foreign language papers, which come out every day, and you will be in touch with serious problems in the world and in the country.
Speaker C.
This is a great way to see New York. Drivers are experienced, and you will feel safe. Buses are comfortable, and you will feel fine in any weather. They are all air-conditioned. You are offered different excursions. The all-day excursions visit the top tourist attractions, and other excursions which last from 2 to 4 hours can be interesting for people with different tastes.
Speaker D. No visit to Long Island is complete without the Harriet, centrally located near Roosevelt Raceway and Roosevelt Field Indoor Mall. It offers expensive and comfortable rooms, fine restaurants, and a lively nightclub with an indoor pool. You will be offered outstanding service and hospitality. Speaker E.
Drivers, front seat passengers and all back seat passengers younger than 10 must fasten their seat belts around themselves. The state law takes these precautions to protect people against possible trouble. Drivers pay if their passengers are younger than 10 and do not wear seat belts.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will listen to the texts again. Good afternoon. Today we have asked 5 people to give us a short interview and speak about their impressions of visiting New York. Now we would like to present their stories to you. Speaker A.
On most downtown Manhattan streets, people are not allowed to leave their cars. Midtown car parks and garages are about $6.75 per hour. Some restaurants and hotels have free car parks. If you are staying at a hotel with this service, it is easiest to leave your car in the garage and use public transport or taxis.
Speaker B.
Start your day with a laugh. Enjoy the funniest pictures in the New York Daily News. Turn over the pages of the New York Times, which has won a total of 108 Pulitzer Prizes. Read 11 English and foreign language papers, which come out every day, and you will be in touch with serious problems in the world and in the country.
Speaker C.
This is a great way to see New York. Drivers are experienced, and you will feel safe. Buses are comfortable, and you will feel fine in any weather. They are all air-conditioned. You are offered different excursions. The all-day excursions visit the top tourist attractions, and other excursions which last from 2 to 4 hours can be interesting for people with different tastes.
Speaker D. No visit to Long Island is complete without the Harriet, centrally located near Roosevelt Raceway and Roosevelt Field Indoor Mall. It offers expensive and comfortable rooms, fine restaurants, and a lively nightclub with an indoor pool. You will be offered outstanding service and hospitality. Speaker E.
Drivers, front seat passengers, and all back seat passengers younger than 10 must fasten their seat belts around themselves. The state law takes these precautions to protect people against possible trouble. Drivers pay if their passengers are younger than 10 and do not wear seatbelts.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 6.11. Вы помогаете своему другу, юному радиожурналисту, проанализировать подготовленное им для передачи интервью. Прослушайте аудиозапись интервью и занесите данные в таблицу. Вы можете вписать не более одного слова, без артиклей, из прозвучавшего текста. Числа необходимо записывать буквами. Вы услышите запись дважды.
Now we are ready to start.
Good afternoon, and welcome to our week's live talk. Kate, have you moved to a new apartment?
Yes, that's right. One of these days we'll arrange a housewarming party. My parents are going to invite all our relatives, and I want my friends to come too. There'll be no less than 45 people.
But how will it be possible to house so many people?
The apartment is large. 3 bedrooms, 2 halls, a kitchen with modern conveniences, and a lot of fitted cupboards.
What floor is it on?
Our apartment is on the 8th floor of a high-rise house. We've got 2 elevators which work round the clock.
Is it far from school?
Rather. It takes me about 40 minutes to get to school by the underground.
I see. Aren't you thinking of changing school?
Not this year. I'm planning to take the examinations at our school. I feel confident only in familiar atmosphere. At a new place, I'll worry about everything. New teachers, new classmates.
What exams have you chosen? Which of them is the most difficult for you?
Mostly science. Chemistry is all right for me. Physics is the most difficult subject, and biology is the least difficult.
Will you have enough time to prepare for them? I mean that you spend about 2 additional hours on your way.
The last exam is on June 15th, and it's the easiest for me, so I'll have time to concentrate on the most difficult ones. Also, I'm used to studying on the train, and even find it convenient as I don't waste time.
Thank you for the interview.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Good afternoon, and welcome to our week's live talk. Kate, have you moved to a new apartment?
Yes, that's right. One of these days we'll arrange a housewarming party. My parents are going to invite all our relatives, and I want my friends to come too. There'll be no less than 45 people.
But how will it be possible to house so many people?
The apartment is large, 3 bedrooms, 2 halls, a kitchen with modern conveniences, and a lot of fitted cupboards.
What floor is it on?
Our apartment is on the 8th floor of a high-rise house. We've got 2 elevators which work round the clock.
Is it far from school?
Rather. It takes me about 40 minutes to get to school by the underground.
I see. Aren't you thinking of changing school?
Not this year. I'm planning to take the examinations at our school. I feel confident only in familiar atmosphere. At a new place, I'll worry about everything. New teachers, new classmates.
What exams have you chosen? Which of them is the most difficult for you?
Mostly science. Chemistry is all right for me. Physics is the most difficult subject, and biology is the least difficult.
Will you have enough time to prepare for them? I mean that you spend about 2 additional hours on your way.
The last exam is on June 15th, and it's the easiest for me, so I'll have time to concentrate on the most difficult ones. Also, I'm used to studying on the train, and even find it convenient as I don't waste time.
Thank you for the interview.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий по аудированию, истекло. Сейчас вы услышите текст к устной части экзамена. Задание 2.
Task 2. You are going to take part in a telephone survey. You have to answer 6 questions. Give full answers to the questions. Remember, you have 40 seconds to answer each question. Tape script for task 2.
Hello, this is the electronic assistant of the social club. We kindly ask you to take part in our survey. We need to find out what teenagers think about the place where they live. Please answer our 6 questions. The survey is anonymous, you don't have to give your name. So, let's get started. Are you going to stay in the place where you live or change it in the future? What is the place where you live famous for? What do you like or dislike about the ecological situation in the place where you live? How often do you take part in cleanup days outside your school? Who do you think can join you on such days? Explain why. What would you recommend people to do to improve the ecological situation in their area? This is the end of the survey. Thank you very much for your time.